Wees nu bezig wat we zijn. De lucht of leaving the house Erev Shabbos, close the Shabbos with something in your pocket, something in your hand, something in your pocket, something which there will be an Isser Haitzah if you continue walking with it into Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos. There the Mechaber says that one has to be careful, Samuch Lechashecha, not to go out with something that he would be over on an Isser Daraisa. Mr. Brewer brings down from the grain that even if it's a Chashash Derabanan, it's still, in other words, even if you're going to go into a Karmelis, theoretically, Bismaneinu, we wouldn't have such a problem. Because, like Mr. Brewer says, Bismaneinu, we don't really have Rishus HaRabim. However, we live in Klapush, and we're Choshish for Rishus HaRabim Daraisa, these type of places. I actually just heard somebody talking about Yerushalayim now, that now there's Mamash Rechoyv Mefulosh that goes straight through Yerushalayim, big, and they now just opened it this past week. They opened Begin that it goes, it cuts directly through from Yerushalayim, the entire way to Yerushalayim, from the 443 by the north, all the way down to Kvish HaMinarot in the south. And Imamish is one highway straight, and it's Pashpitz, it's a foolish that goes to the entire city. Yerushalayim, what halacha that how it affects Yerushalayim. But either way, in places that we certainly are choshish for their ISIS, certainly we're going to have this trash, and Mr. is choshish even for their abundance, even for karmelists, that one should be careful. Now, what's considered samach the Shabbos? Says the Bir Halacha, Achara Chatzi Shal before Shabbos. Which would mean, if you're walking in the Shabbos, the Shul before Shabbos, you want to bring your talis, you wouldn't be able to bring your talis, because you're not allowed 20 minutes before davening. It seems as though, if you choose the Messiah and Rish Tamach Vav, Zivchet, that clearly any case where you're planning on getting to your destination before Shabbos, then there's no problem at all. That would not be an issue. Where this is an issue, comes out on Shabbos. This is a really Siv Zayin also. Checking your pockets on Shabbos, you blow your nose and you put a tissue in your pocket. You're in a place, certainly in a place that doesn't have an Erev at all. You have to be Choshes Karmelis. Even if there's a tzad, you might even have to be Choshes for the Raisa. In case places like Flatbush, Brooklyn, these type of places, Manhattan, then that being the case, one has to be careful when he puts things into his pocket, because if he walks outside with something in your pocket, since that's the derech to carry it, then there could be a issur d'oraisa possibly. Therefore, one should be careful to check their pockets. Not only that, one should be careful to check their pockets for muktzah, says Mishnah Berurah, even if it's only derabanan, bechlal, even if there's no problem carrying, if there's no anything, one should check their pockets. Not only that, the Messiah in Shin Yud, the Sharatin brings down from a Magen Avraham that says you should be careful not to put things in your pockets before Shabbos, even during the week, that you shouldn't come out to on Shabbos to walk with it. Says the Sharatin, "Be'ani lo yadati mekar lazeh." I don't know mekar for that. L'maisa ki yadua, the stipler was very makbid on that, not to do any masu maton with any, whenever he had his Shabbos clothing on, unless he put the money inside. Ki yadua, somebody came from America and wanted to buy the kilos yakar from him, and he says, "What am I supposed to do? I don't do any. Doesn't go back to America. What should I do?" Kilos, he says, "Okay, fine." Comes back 15 minutes later, he changes his Vachadika clothing, and then he sold it to him. But for this reason, I mean, I know for myself, last night, I was wearing my suit at 12:30 when we went to Slichas, and you put things in your pocket, you go, your cell phone, or your money, or whatever it is, you have to buy a seat, whatever it is, and these things take in, you have to be careful to check your pocket. The whole problem is, even if we're not choshish al the Erev Shabbai, we're choshish al the Muktzah Shabbai, even though in certain cases it's not going to make your clothing a buses, still a chatchil you shouldn't carry it. And certainly in a case where it will make a buses, your shirt pocket will continue.